producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham in the wings. Justin, are we starting to see a turn in the weather there in Washington yet?
We are very slightly. You know, we see a few people starting to break out the scarves, but, you know, this is actually kind of a weather I prefer in Washington. Not too hot, not too cold, so I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.
Good for you. Hey, I bet the White House is not enjoying some of the information that now has come out, or really the Secret Service. They're saying that the guy who hopped the fence, the knife-wielding intruder, basically made it deeper into the White House than was initially reported. Were they trying to cover that up so they didn't look as bad?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what the Secret Service's goal was, since this was likely going to get out anyways, considering the report. But it does look like this was a much more severe situation than anticipated. He actually made it within the entry hall of the White House, took a sharp left, and ended up in the state dining room, which is, you know, something that a lot of people probably recognize from Obama's announcements on TV. This is often a room that he uses for, you know, sort of the big announcements that we hear. So this was a big deal. You know, what we have heard from some White House people, though, kind of talking off the record, is, you know, this likely wouldn't have happened, of course, had anybody been, you know, or anybody of any importance to the Secret Service had been on the first floor. We know that whenever there's a diplomatic function or the first family is home, it's ordered that the front door should be locked. But in this situation, it was not, you know, which isn't to downplay it, since if the person was carrying a bomb or whatnot, this would have been absolutely devastating for the country. That's the sort of White House response on hearing to this.
Wow. All right. So the other thing, of course, besides talking about the guy who leapt over the fence and how far he went in the White House, is what's going on with ISIS and this idea that Congress is talking about having to declare war. Are we having a war on ISIS? Are we not saying it's a war? Because the president certainly dodged that in his 60 Minutes interview. What's the scoop on what's happening?
Well, we have Congress now discussing whether or not they are going to be willing to come back to vote to authorize it. The administration is standing by their assertion that they don't necessarily need that to take place. They're pointing to the authorization of the use of military force, which said against Al-Qaeda, you know, they would be allowed to move forward. As anybody can tell you, this group isn't Al-Qaeda. They've, you know, very publicly and very dramatically distanced themselves from the you know, core group. Nevertheless, we're hearing some discussion. You know, we have some people like Mitch McConnell saying that, you know, they would prefer to have this take place after the elections because those on their way out are not necessarily accountable. But we had House Speaker John Boehner today coming out and saying that he would be open to passing an authorization vote in the lame duck session before the next Congress comes. So whether or not it's going to happen remains to be seen. We know, of course, there's a lot of resistance to doing this because of the upcoming midterm elections. We know that this would be a controversial vote for a lot of people, particularly Democrats who are facing, you know, people back home who are very wary and very, you know, scared of the idea of this leading to boots on the ground. So where we stand right now is just, you know, sort of a debate over what the next step should be, if any at all.
Yeah. Let's jump overseas. The White House, what are they saying about what's going on in Hong Kong? We see that the protesters, the throngs, the massive pro-democracy protests continue to get bigger and bigger. And then on the other side, you know, there's rubber bullets. There were people that were injured just the other day over the weekend. What's coming out of the White House on Hong Kong?
Well, frankly, this is sort of a, you know, an odd dance that they have to do. We have seen sort of the boilerplate response from the White House, which is something we see anytime there's any, you know, unrest either abroad or at home, wherein they are urging restraint on both sides. In this case, it would be against the Chinese and, you know, those who are the local security forces in Hong Kong to not use a great deal of force when confronting these protesters. Of course, that doesn't necessarily seem to be, you know, heeded. And we're unlikely going to see the White House issuing anything that's going to necessarily endorse what the protesters are going after or you know, taking it one step further and, you know, essentially speeding to their demands, which is something we saw in Egypt, you know, primarily because, you know, this is a delicate situation considering the Chinese involvement here, and not a fight that they're really looking forward to having.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
You're right out of the chute to tell you about. It was just in our last show that I mentioned the creepiest cover I've ever seen on a magazine, said Ebola is coming, and it looked like it was sort of written in blood, and it was Bloomberg. It was Business Week. And in their article, you know, they talked to several doctors and sources, and they really investigated ZMapp, that antibody cocktail that's actually been sitting around for decades and was the lifeline, if you remember, for Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reichbold, the two American medical workers in Liberia who were hit with Ebola and were sent back to the United States and survived. I can remember how chilling it was to hear Kent Brantley say it was like he had gone to hell. That's how he felt. It was the worst he's ever felt. And ZMapp, we don't know yet whether ZMapp was vital to their survival, it helped, or what were the consequences of taking ZMapp. But certainly they both bounced back and feel lucky to be alive. Now, the breaking news, the big story, just 10 miles from where I am broadcasting, a Dallas hospital has a patient in strict isolation, just like they were. The person is being evaluated for possible exposure to the Ebola virus. If, in fact, it is the Ebola virus, this would be the first person who had it in the United States. In other words, not sent back to the United States, somebody who was on a trip to Africa, came back home, started feeling odd, started feeling weird symptoms, got panicky, and went to Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital and said, I have just come back from Africa. I'm worried. I have a bunch of these symptoms. Immediately, they isolated the patient. They said they still don't know. It's too early to tell. The preliminary results of the tests will be back from the CDC on Tuesday, but it was recommended by the doctors from the CDC and the Texas Department of Health to ensure the safety of that patient, other patients, and the medical staff at that hospital to, boom, do not pass go immediately. You are in isolation. How frightening is that? And this was a patient who was admitted based on the symptoms and the recent travel, which was to Africa. This is our worst nightmare. Ebola is here. And Ebola, the transference of it, is through fluids. This is why, ooh, okay, immediately you have to isolate. Because imagine if that were to get out. Imagine workers taking that home, nurses, candy stripers, whoever, anybody that could possibly come in contact with that person. And how about the other people who could have come in contact, who knows, on flights, etc. You know, we have no idea. Before, we're talking about people who were treating people with Ebola that came down with it. Now we're talking about someone who just went to visit Africa. And I say, boy, oh boy, we better work on these cocktails for some kind of a cure. If it's not ZMapp, something else, because Ebola is more than coming, folks. It is here. Speaking of being here, the longest flight in the world happened on Monday, 30 miles from our satellite facility. A lot going on. We had a reporter by the runway to watch it land. That story next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil'sGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Check it out. A Qantas A380 double-decker super jumbo jet made its inaugural journey from Sydney, Australia to DFW. There were a lot of people on hand to watch it, including America Tonight reporter Paul Jocelyn, a.k.a. my husband who ran out to see it land, and said it was absolutely amazing. A lot of people around the world are talking about it. So, Paul, how long was the flight, first of all? Because how do you measure the flight? It has to be air miles, I imagine, if we're saying this is the longest flight.
Yeah, it's in nautical miles, so it's the world's longest flight now. The longest nonstop flight, 8,500 miles, and it's a 16-hour flight on the way over there, on the way over here from Australia to the United States. You go with the Gulf Stream, so it's you make cut a few hours time off. So the return flight to Sydney, you add a few hours, and sometimes if there is significant headwinds, they'll have to rope off about 80 seats, and they can't fill up the plane. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to fly all the way nonstop to Australia.
Yeah, and saying it's a jumbo jet, I mean, it was huge. I saw pictures of it. In fact, all of you listening, this is radio, and if you go on the Internet, which I know you do all day long, and you look up the plane, you see it is huge. It is just a giant plane. It's a double-decker plane, right? And how many people does it normally seat?
Qantas has it configured for, several classes of you know, of comfort business and first class. And so it can be configured up to 500 passengers. So, but Qantas has fewer than that. And, you know, the airlines always try to get the business traveler who brings in more profit for the airlines. So.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because they really catered, the Australians and Qantas really catered, or as we say, sucked up, to the people in Texas because they had the phrase, "Good day, Texas," with flags of both countries on the front of the plane. They served passengers steak, tacos, and Texas hot dogs, whatever they are. I guess you throw chili on them, I don't know. And, you know, to make a big deal about this, because this, like I said, was the first flight over. And then there was another surprise. There was a well-known movie star who was on the plane. Who was on the plane?
I think that would be John Travolta.
And John Travolta is an ambassador to Qantas. Some people might remember this a few years ago, his good pal Oprah Winfrey, when she took everyone to Australia. I think it was in the last year she was doing her show. He flew the plane. He flew the Qantas plane, and that's because then he was, you know, the ambassador and all that kind of stuff. Just a guy who obviously loves flying. Doesn't he have a couple of big jets himself?
He was a pilot for many years. Once he made some money as an actor, and then he just kind of became an ambassador to, you know, Qantas, a Goodwill ambassador, and so they pretty much gave him a 707, an old giant jetliner. So he has it parked at his house in Florida on his estate, his air park. You know, they have a long runway long enough for his jet, and so he parks it outside of his house.
So how significant, for people listening, how significant is it to say, we're talking about the miles, the longest flight in the world. So we're not just saying into the United States. The distance was, as Paul said, 8,500 miles from Sydney to DFW, the longest in distance, period. Flight time, 15, 16 hours. It's a brand new plane, and they added some features that we mentioned. The kangaroo on the tail had a cowboy hat, by the way, and a neckerchief, they call it, a neckerchief, although I never see people wearing them, but I guess they figured that was Texas-like, and they had that on the plane, too, as well. But how significant is it that we're seeing a plane this big, and the DFW airport, for people also, just kind of a little nugget of trivia, is the fourth busiest airport in the world. I didn't realize that, but somebody just slipped me that information the other day. So I can, you know, make sense, because you come to the United States and it's centrally located, and I guess they assume they'll get a lot of people that will come into Dallas to fly that route, huh?
They're part of the One World Alliance, and so that's one of the reasons why they have, you know, partnered, I believe, with American, and American is the main carrier out of there. So you don't get as many 747s and large airliners at DFW as you do some of the other airports, because American Airlines long ago started, they were really penny pinchers. So instead of four engines, they went with three engine aircraft. And then as soon as they were able to go to longer range two engine aircraft, they were always about fuel efficiency. Can't say necessarily about their management, but so it's kind of cool to see more of the big iron, which is kind of going away now, with the 747s are getting retired at a really quick rate, that plane is coming, even though it is an Airbus.
So then here's the other question. Actually watching the plane land, it landed about 1:30 in the afternoon on Monday. There was a ton of reporters and cameramen that were there from all over the place locally, but other places as well. Were there a lot of people out there? Because one of the things they're advertising is that you can go out and watch it land for free, because they're trying to make this a big deal. So people want to come out and see this giant plane and take their kids out to the airstrip to watch this big plane land. Were there a lot of people out there? Was it a big deal watching it actually come in?
Yeah, it was packed, and I didn't even do any proper plane spotting reconnaissance before I went out there to determine that the wind was blowing in the right direction for the particular vantage point that I took. So the airplane came in. They were airplanes landing from the south end of the field in the morning, in the early afternoon, and it. Where I was is the new Founders Plaza. It's built in 2010, and it's really nice. They've got live air traffic control tower radio. You can hear the planes and the talking to the planes and see the international terminal. The planes coming right over your head and landing right by you in the cargo terminal. So that is a pretty cool place, although I was at the wrong end on this particular day.
So then the other thing is to picture this if you can. This is a giant plane, and they have water flying on both sides of it. They call them cannon shots, and you told me today that's something that's a traditional thing, right?
Yeah, just the airport fire department will come out and shoot their water cannons, one of the trucks on each side, and shoot water cannons, and the plane will pull up to the terminal gate with the cannons going, water spraying over the top of the plane. And also, since the entire aircraft is a double-decker, which, like the Boeing 747, has an upper deck, but it doesn't extend all the way, terminal was specially built at DFW a couple of years ago to accommodate the Airbus A380, and it actually has two jet ports, so passengers can deplane on both levels at the same time.
Yeah, what's interesting too is on Wednesday, an Emirates airline starts to fly its own A380 Airbus between Dubai and DFW. Now that won't be the longest, will it? Well, there's no question, for sure, the longest flight, folks, in the world that you can get on, wherever you're listening to me. You're listening to me in Sarasota, Florida, you're listening to me in Iowa, you're listening to me in New Jersey, or any of the spots, Missouri, this is the longest flight that you can get on. If you were to fly to Sydney and you were to take a flight to DFW and then catch that flight to Sydney, you would go 8,500 miles, and it would be the longest by distance in the world. And if you could afford, and I have no idea what this ticket costs, I'm sure thousands, if you could afford it, they have 15 first class seats that are incredible. They even have a monitor where you can watch the tail end of the plane. Do you believe it? Thank you very much, Paul. It was great that you went out there.
You're very welcome.
All right, so again, the longest flight in the world, how about that? It'll be interesting to see. In fact, we're going to find out how much those tickets were. I asked Qantas to tell me, and I think that they have secretly slipped me that information. So I'm going to tell you how much the tickets will cost in just a minute here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So the world's longest flight, here's a piece of information for you. If you have a spare $16,000, and maybe a little over $16,000, $16,630, you can have one of those premium 15 first class seats that they're not seats. It's like your own suites where they serve you five-star food, and I think you can get a massage, and you can watch whatever movie you want, and all of that. It's basically like you're in a mini condo on the way to Australia and back for $16,630. Now, the coach seats are significantly cheaper. You're looking at anywhere from, depending on the seat, because just like everywhere else, they have premium coach seats. They learned a lot from American Airlines. Premium coach or just regular coach. So you're looking at $3,000 to $4,000, maybe $5,000 for that. But what an increase from the first class to the economy class, either way you slice it. Not cheap. And this is just for the flight. There's no shrimp on the Barbie when you're in coach. No. Now, you're going to get a couple meals, but you're going to get the leftover kangaroo meat while the people in first class are eating Angus steak and fresh vegetables and anything else that their heart desires while they, by the way, are sleeping too, because they get that. They get to sleep and hang out, even work out. Yeah, they can get out on the gym, get in the gym. They have a little gym thing that they can do there. So you can be fit, you can eat like a king or queen, and you can sleep and hang out. And if you're in coach, it's just not quite the same thing. But either way, pretty cool. 15 hours and boom, you're there from Dallas to Sydney and then vice versa back. And it is the longest flight. The plane is very, very big, my friends. Double-decker is what it is, a double-decker. They say it's very fuel efficient, too, so how about that? You never know. The show that nobody ever heard of just might end up actually going to Australia. Stay tuned for details on that one. Jack in Australia, although he's not in Sydney, he's near Melbourne. In fact, he's in Melbourne, one of the suburbs there anyway. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Not too bad. Who said they do things bigger in Texas? Obviously, we do things bigger down here.
No kidding. That plane is giant. I mean, it is a giant plane, double-decker, sweet-looking plane.
Actually, I was just having a look at the prices flying from here. It's much cheaper given the differences in seasons and peak times. Return on that flight from Australia, and I'm only looking at sardine class, $1,600 plus taxes. So
yeah, that's not bad. That's $1,600, that's it. And if you fly underneath the wing and you just wing it, I hear that you really get a good deal. But who knows if you're going to make it by the time you actually land, the plane actually lands. But very cool. I mean, it's a big deal, obviously. And anything to do with flight, a lot of us, since we were kids, liked airplanes. I used to go to the Philadelphia airport and in all the New York airports and beg my dad. It's one of the memories of my dad to watch the flights land because I just thought it was so cool, Jack, to see the planes.
Oh, yeah, and it's something I still love doing now, especially with my kids. You know, now I don't live near an airport. I used to live close to the Melbourne International Airport. And, you know, on a Friday night after school, you know, we'd sort of stop off at KFC, get a family bucket, a bottle of soda and grab a couple of plastic cups from the kitchen and go out and sit right underneath where the planes would fly over to touch down.
Cool.
It's amazing. It's an amazing thing to do. Although, yeah, it's something they get a little bit suspicious of in this post 9/11 age. If you're there, in that sort of location, and I'm surprised they promoted it so much, given the high terrorism states in both countries at the moment, that they promoted such a the public to come out to such an event.
You know, and in a way, it is interesting you say that because it is different now when you're flying, especially internationally, wherever it is. And like you said, because you've had problems in Australia, we've obviously had problems here. And not too far away from Dallas, too far away from Texas, you had just the incident in Oklahoma and almost had another one. So there's some interesting things, sad things going on related to terrorism, certainly. And there's no doubt that there's always that concern, I think, in the back of your head, in a way, when it comes to flying, especially some of the things that we've heard lately.
Yeah, definitely. And today in the Australian Parliament, they are voting on what Australia's commitment to this fight is going to be. For the most part, the two major political parties are supporting America's effort. There have been some exercises going on. I mean, calling a few of my friends that are still involved in the military, and there have been all sorts of training exercises going on between various branches of the Army and the Air Force. It looks like our commitment will be a flight of F-18s, anywhere up to half a dozen LAV-25 light armored reconnaissance vehicles and a large contingent of my boys who live by the motto, "Who Dares Wins," from the Special Air Service Regiment. The Greens, the third major political party here, has objections to any Australian men or machinery crossing into Syria. So that is something that's still open to debate.
Interesting. Yeah, and, you know, obviously we're seeing what's unfolding with the whole coalition effort. And what is the feeling, the buzz around Australia when it comes to the big shake-up, the scare that obviously you have with the officers just a couple of weeks ago? Are people just really still talking about that and worried about what's going on in their neighborhoods?
Look, the tension is so thick you can cut it with a knife, but the media are not covering it. Because we have things, we have a law on the books in Australia called the Racial Vilification in the Media Act. And it makes it very difficult to cover events like what's going on beyond, you know, and delving into the background and so on. Because it's just far too easy for groups to turn around and say, oh, we are being racially or religiously vilified. Because of this, that, and the other, even when it is true. And journalists have been held both criminal and civilly charged and prosecuted with one political talk show host a few years back who really just covered a massive racial riot on Bondi Beach in Sydney. He just covered it from a factual level, and under those laws was successfully prosecuted in civil court and was forced to shell out $3 million to the local Australian Islamic Council because he had allegedly vilified Islam just by reporting the event and reporting the incidents that led up to this 3 days of rioting on one of Sydney's most picturesque beaches.
Wow. Boy, that's crazy. Different from here.
Yeah. As I said, there is no constitutional right to freedom of speech in Australia, especially if you're in the media. There is a privilege of that. And, you know, quite often when it's being taught, you have the right to this, that, and the other. No. The Constitution says the Crown affords you the privilege. And, you know, any parent will know you give your children privileges when they behave, and the first thing that, you know, the first form of punishment is you remove those privileges, you know, which makes it very difficult to cover a lot of these events. You know, so I could never have covered the event in front of the Endeavour Hills police station the way I did on America Tonight on Australian radio because I'd be in jail at the moment waiting to be, charged under these very same racial vilification laws.
Wow. Boy, that says it all right there, Jack. Absolutely. Thanks for giving us a jingle. We'll have to see what we can do with Qantas Airlines. But how about that, Jack? Told us about, you know, how horrible it was and gave us some great details on it and some of the problems they had in the Muslim community with the Islamic jihadists. But yet, because of that law, as he said, he wouldn't be able to say that on Australian radio. See, once again, it goes to if you hate the media in the United States, one thing about the media is we have a free press. And that's why the push to be able to express whether people disagree or don't. I mean, this is a talk show and it's about opinion. But in general, the freedom of speech, because if you don't like it, you can always not read the blog, the paper, listen to the show, whatever it is, but at least we have freedom of press. We don't have state-run media, and we don't have laws like that one that could be handicapping you in certain situations, especially if it would be easy to come up with a way to arrest you for something that you were talking about. So I guarantee there's not mega shock jocks in Australia. There's no Howard Stern, because that person could never survive. They wouldn't allow that environment, especially if they went in that direction. So the humor, which is funny because Australians have a healthy sense of humor, I think, but apparently they have to be very careful if they're in the media what they say. Sarcasm runs in a lot of different directions, let's put it that way. All right, on the flip side, odds and ends here on ATN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
For your pleasure, as we depart this hour of America tonight, quickly, because so many people have sent me emails like Sam and Jack and Jake, who barely made it in but did, when it comes to the Nail the Score, which, by the way, happens each and every Wednesday into Thursday show at the tail end of our second hour, last segment, in other words, Dallas beat New Orleans 38-17, and nobody nailed that score. So once again, no winner. We've had two winners in the history of the show here on the GCN network, and maybe you'll be the next one. Big shocker on Monday Night Football. I certainly didn't predict this. My pool might as well just be thrown in the trash. KC knocks off the Patriots 41-14. It was complete domination. I mean, it was complete domination. Unbelievable. That was the icer, the Monday night game. So how about that? And at the start of a football season, since we're on some quick sports notes here, already we have the first casualty in the NFL, the first pink slip. Dennis Allen fired after a lousy 8-28 record as the Oakland Raiders coach. He's done. They started off the season 0-4. That was enough. So instead, They have the interim coach who's going to come in Tuesday with the offensive line coach, Tony Sperano, expected to be the first assistant, offered the interim job, blah, blah, blah. And the story goes on, so how about that? On to other things as we leapfrog past sports and jump into sports of a different sort. The debating, the angst, the teams, the Democrats taking on the Republicans. John Boehner might bring Congress back for the Syria debate after all. So how about that? At the top of this hour, if you were listening, you heard Justin Duckham tell us out of Washington that that was a possibility, what Boehner said, and he seemed to think that Boehner was willing to fund what is happening, this operation. So just a couple of days after the big suggest that they might not debate the involvement until next year, Boehner decided that he would, yeah, I'll call Congress back to vote if the president sends up a resolution and asks for authority. But we'll see if he does that. Because now it's dicey for the president. It's that game of politics. And it's, that's what it is. So, like, you know, right now you've got a lame duck Congress. So would you want the lame duck Congress to vote on the military action? Because some of the people would be leaving, and those who were just elected wouldn't be eligible to vote till January. So that is a conundrum. It may be early next year. So probably not until next year is what I'm thinking. They're not going to, because, you know, you're before the election, so whatever pressure there is, but there is pressure to vote on authorizing the war that's been growing, or whatever we're calling it, military action, because we are not calling it a war, even though it is, since we're funding it and all of that. It's a very dicey situation. In fact, on Monday, House Dem leader Nancy Pelosi said that Boehner shouldn't wait for the president to initiate a debate on Capitol Hill about ISIS and all this stuff. Let's not sit around. Let's not use the excuses. If we want to, let's just jump into this thing. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Here's the thing. It's just going to keep on going on. That's what happens. It's just going to go. It grew legs. It's moving. And it's already out the door. So forget about that. In the meantime, this is a pretty interesting story. I woke up, actually, to this story that I had gotten a text about it, a link to it. But in New York, there was an advertisement depicting the very sad story of American journalist James Foley. There was moments before he was beheaded by ISIS. It was pulled from circulation in New York, and it was in San Francisco, too, in San Francisco. And the ad said this, it's not Islamophobia, it's Islamorealism, and it was supposed to launch Monday. It was on buses and at the entrance of subway stops, all that kind of stuff. But an attorney representing the president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative said that he sent a letter to the Foley family attorney on behalf of his client on Sunday in response to a letter from the Foley's attorney. I'm going to get to the point. Requesting the ad be pulled. So the Foley family said she doesn't want that out there. She said, you know, basically, as a mother and one who still feels the pain of this hideous murders of many in her extended family by the way, the Nazis, and with friends in Israel brutally affected by Islamic terrorism as a constant of daily life, we, you know, Mrs. Geller understands and feels intimately the pain your clients are suffering. Neither she nor AFDI wish to add to that pain, even if it's only a little tangent of it, because American Freedom Defense Initiative, Pamela Geller said that was, you know, he sent the letter, this David Yishalami, who's the attorney, sent that letter to the family. So they decided, no, we don't want that. We don't want that out there. You know, forget about it. So, you know, how about that? And good for the Foleys for responding. And they responded back and pulled them all, because it was going to be everywhere in New York, and it was going to be everywhere. You know, all the ads launched Monday in New York had a disclaimer that said the display of this advertisement doesn't imply the Metropolitan Transit Authority, which is the trains, the subways, endorsement of any views expressed. You know, there's this raw emotion that a lot of people obviously are feeling in light of the terrible thing that happened to James Foley and also Stephen Sotloff, too, because we can't forget he was killed, murdered as well, beheaded. It's just it still has to be so incredibly raw, I would think, for those families and friends and anyone connected to them in any way. And then also we had this one pop up on the radar screen, too. Arrests in Ferguson. If you thought the whole Ferguson, Missouri thing was over, think again, my friends. There's lately been more tension starting to bubble up. Certainly not of the magnitude it was a month ago, but 8 people have been arrested for various things. Rocks, bottles thrown at police. So we're back to that again. We're back to the semi-riot thing. Remember, there was all those protests last month following the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by Ferguson officer Darren Wilson. We still don't know what's going to happen there, if anything's going to go forward from the grand jury. It's not looking like it from what I've heard, although that's just a rumor, so you know, there's not much coming out until they actually say there's not enough evidence or we're not moving forward with it or whatever it turns out to be. So there was a memorial near the site where Brown was killed, and that reignited, I guess, some of the demonstrations. There were people that came out and decided they were going to throw rocks and bottles, and there was even somebody who pointed a gun at one of the police officer's chest. When the officer pushed it away, then the gun went off, and you know, the next thing you know, that guy's arrested, of course. So there were a couple of things. The emotions are definitely, definitely there. And I think that there are people that are being cautious about it, like this one officer wearing a body camera when that shooting happened. They want to make sure they record things. They want to make sure people see what's happening so it's not misconstrued. Now, this goes to that whole dash cam thing and how vital that can be either way. If somebody is wrongly pulled over and something happens, then that's recorded. We saw that just last week with a cop who shot at somebody he pulled over and wanted to see his license and then, you know, shot right at him. 4 shots and actually hit him. So this goes both ways. I like the whole idea of the cams. Too bad they didn't have them in Ferguson, Missouri when all that went down last month. Hey, love you. Thanks for listening to the show. And if you have any thoughts, you can flip them to us at americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.